This is 90.9 WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. Puerto Ricans who live in the Boston area are finding it difficult, sometimes impossible, to reach relatives and friends in Puerto Rico following Hurricane Maria. The hurricane, with its 155-mile-an-hour winds, struck the island yesterday. There is almost no cell phone service at all on the island. WBUR's Maria Garcia has spoken to some of those Bostonians who are trying to contact their families on Puerto Rico right now. I know you were in the south end today, south end of Boston, in the Via Victoria neighborhood. Many Puerto Ricans live there. How tough was it for you to find somebody who has relatives affected by the hurricane?
Not very hard at all, Lisa. I spoke to several people at restaurants, at a school, at markets. All of them had relatives in Puerto Rico, at least all of the people whom I spoke to. And they say the hardest part of this is not being able to do much at all right now.
Because basically power is still out throughout the entire island. Can anyone that you talk to connect with relatives?
They can, but it's very, very difficult. For many people, it's impossible. Puerto Rico Federal Affairs Administration has set up a hotline and an email where you can check on relatives to see if the government has heard from them. There's one functioning radio station that's working as sort of a de facto emergency center. It's connecting people with authorities, and they're taking phone calls from people in New York and Miami and even Boston, and trying to connect them with relatives in San Juan and other parts of Puerto Rico. One of the women I spoke to today is Dr. Vanessa Calderon Rosado, who's the CEO of Inquilinos Boricuas en Acción. That's a nonprofit that advocates for housing, education, and cultural issues for Puerto Ricans here in Boston. And she was so emotional today, Lisa, when I asked her about her 87-year-old father. He doesn't really text, as, you know, many elderly people don't. And so she really relies on the landline to reach him. And she tried for a couple of days. And finally, this morning, she said she was able to reach him for a moment. And she was emotional when she told me about it.
I was able to connect with my dad today. He's doing good, so that's great. And when we were able to connect today, our call dropped and then we weren't able to reconnect. But at least we were able to talk long enough to know that he's fine and to have a good conversation.
So you could hear in her voice, Lisa, just how relieved she was to reach her father. But not everyone has been so fortunate. And there really is still a lot of uncertainty because officials say it could take a month or more to get electricity back to the whole island.
So many young Puerto Ricans have come here to the U.S. because things were already so dire on the island. More than 40% unemployment there, which sounds unfathomable. That means, though, that many of the people who are left home are elderly, like Calderon Rosado's father.
That's right, Lisa. You know, Puerto Rico is still in the midst of a bankruptcy crisis. It's been in deep recession since 2006. Many, many young people have left. There are now more Puerto Ricans living in the U.S. than on the island itself. And the lucky few who have been able to speak to relatives there are still reeling from what their relatives tell them about the extent of the damage. And here's Dr. Calderon Rosado again.
People are feeling here a little bit of a sense of desperation with the distance and what can we do. And some people are feeling this sense of hysteria of like, what can we do? What do we do? So I keep telling people, let's calm down. Let's see first what are their needs and how then we can help.
Now, the mainland is sending help to Puerto Rico, but the Federal Emergency Management Agency has already been stretched thin because of Hurricane Harvey in Houston. And then we had Hurricane Irma in Florida, which also hit Puerto Rico a couple weeks ago and killed three people. But Hurricane Maria's devastation is just on a whole other level, Lisa.
So how are people here planning to help those on the island?
They can donate to UNICEF. They can donate to Unidos por Puerto Rico, which is a relief fund that was established by the First Lady of Puerto Rico there. And the people I spoke with today, though, say they're heartened by the attention that the island is receiving right now, even though it comes at a terrible time. They say they're glad that the U.S. is paying attention to the territory.
Maria Garcia, reporter for WBR's The Artery. Thank you.
Thank you, Lisa.